Hey friends, welcome back to Faith in the Fire, Lessons from the Wilderness. I'm James McGinnis. I am so glad you're here, and if you've been following along with us, we've talked about dry seasons, delay, discouragement. We talked about temptation, and we looked at Jesus in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights being tempted by the devil. We looked at David in the cave experience, and we've just had some exciting times. But today, we're going to talk about something many of us wrestle with silently. What do you do when you don't know what's next? A lot of us go through that, where we're not really sure what's next. There's changes, there's adjustments to make, doors closing. It's like, what do we do? Where are we going? See, today, the episode is called Facing the Unknown with Faith. See, we all know faith well. We know that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Amen. Amen. But before we start, let us pray. Lord, you are the God who sees beyond what we can. Help us today to trust you in the places we can't see. Amen. See, the call without clarity. Let's look at another scripture. We're in Hebrews 11 already, so let's take it Hebrews and we look at verse 8. And here in the New King James Version, it says, "By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going." You see, did you catch that? Abraham went not knowing, not hoping, not assuming, not knowing. God said, go. Abraham said, I will. He obeyed. He didn't have a map. He didn't have GPS. He didn't have clear details, clear direction on what to do. God said, go, and he said, I will go. He walked forward in faith. Sometimes God doesn't give us a plan. He gives us a person to trust. I mean, obviously, yeah, we need to trust him more than anything, but he will put people in our lives that we can trust, that will help us, to mentor us, to just be there as someone we can confide in, and a spiritual friend, a partner. You know, God will take care of it. He doesn't let us go blindly, but he wants us to trust him. He wants us to have faith. The wilderness is uncertain, but God is not. Have you ever had a season where nothing felt clear? It's like you're going through all these different situations, circumstances. It could be in your home with finances, marriage, kids, job. I've been through a lot of this stuff. But yeah, you know, a lot of things become unfamiliar. You know, maybe you're transitioning out of something familiar but had no idea what's next. Maybe God closed the door, but you didn't get a new one right away. Or maybe you are standing on the edge of something big and you're asking, God, where are you leading me? You have to listen to God and trust him and follow him. God will provide. Trust in God. We need to have that assurance. The wilderness is full of unknowns. But hear me, friends. God is not confused. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows the plans he has for you. He has great plans for you. When we stay in line with God and where he has us going, things always work for good. We will have trials. We will have times in the wilderness. We will have times where we have to go through things. But God is not confused. He sees the end from the beginning. And if he's asking you to take a step, it's not because he's unsure. It's because he's building trust in you. See, faith isn't about having it all figured out. We'll never figure it out. You can try. You can be the smartest guy in the world. I forget the guy's name, but the gentleman with the highest IQ in the world said, I trust in God. I know there's a God. I believe in Jesus. He is the Lord and he's my savior. You know, if someone with a high IQ like that, you look, you're going to sit here and you're not going to figure it out. We can't. Our minds, our brains aren't strong enough. Honestly, we don't have the capacity to figure God out completely. No. But faith is not the absence of uncertainty. Faith is walking with God through the uncertainty. You see, remember the Israelites walking through the wilderness for 40 years? There was a lot of uncertainty, but Moses led them as best he could through the uncertainty, and God always provided. He always showed the way. You may not know the next 5 years, but if God's asking you to obey today, that's enough. Is God asking you to obey today? Is there something that you need to do? Is God telling you and giving you a direction? Are you praying about that? I know I am. God is asking you to obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice. See, you don't need a map when you walk with the one who made the terrain. Who needs a GPS when you have a God positioning system? He will make your way and make your path straight. He's the one we need to trust. Think about Peter in the New Testament. Remember Peter? Jesus took him out on the boat, said, go and go fishing. And Peter's like, we're fishing all night. We caught nothing. And Jesus said, after he went out and Peter, they caught all the fish and the boat can barely hold it. And Jesus, all he said was, come. Peter stepped out of the boat and he went with Jesus into the unknown. All the disciples went to the unknown. All they knew was one thing. I'm with the Master. Right? See, faith looks like that. We're stepping out because Jesus said so. Even when the waves are raging. Even when we don't know what to expect. You're not lost. You're being led. Don't ever think you're lost. Maybe today you feel lost. Maybe things look unfamiliar around you and you're asking God, are you even in this? Friend, if you're walking in obedience, you're not lost. We're never lost. You're being led. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me beside the still waters. He leads me. If he's your shepherd, he's going to lead you. Amen? Isaiah 42:16 says, I will lead the blind by ways they have not known, along unfamiliar paths, I will guide them. That's our God. He guides us down unfamiliar paths, not to confuse us, but to shape us, to make us into people who trust his voice more than our own vision. See, he guides us down unfamiliar paths, not to confuse us, but to shape us, to make us into people who trust his voice more than our own vision. You see, what is faith in the fire? You know, you're going to be in fire. You're going to go through fire. You're going to go through situations, circumstances. You're going to go through life. You have to allow God, the refiner, the potter, to mold you and make you. And sometimes, yeah, the refiner's fire is hot. Do you know how metal is formed? Like when you see metal, when it's heated up, it bends and it molds and goes into different shapes. Same thing with the glass. We need to be willing to get in that fire. But as God leads us, we need to stay faithful. So, what does it mean to face the unknown in faith? Think about these questions. It means saying, God, I trust you even when I can't see. It means choosing obedience over certainty. It means walking with open hands and a surrendered heart. The unknown might feel scary, but with God, it's never unsafe. My friends, let's close in prayer. Lord, thank you that you go before us. Even when we don't know what's next, we trust that you do. Help us walk by faith and not by sight. Give us peace in the process, clarity in your timing, and boldness to obey when you say go. Give us ears to hear and hearts to receive that which you're saying. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to thank you for tuning in to Faith in the Fire. If this episode encouraged you, would you share it with someone else who's navigating uncertainty right now? You never know how a word in season could change someone's direction. And until next time, keep walking, keep trusting, and remember, even in the fire, our God is faithful. Amen.